It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Steve Gardner from USA Today, and Steve joins us now, of course, one of the great minds in fantasy and runs the League of Alternative Baseball Reality and is one of my competitors in Tout Wars. Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it, and good to talk to you on the air again.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming on for sure, and our friend David Katz says hello, wanted me to say hello to you here on the air and off. I don't know which one it was, but we'll do it now. Why not?
Sounds great.
Steve, so how are things? I know it's been probably about a month since we've talked. So how are things going for you in your fantasy season thus far?
Well, the league that we're in, that Tout Wars NL, I think both of us could use a turbo boost or two. We're sitting there in the back half of that league, but otherwise, I'm mostly competitive in the labor leagues I'm in. In my home leagues, still in playoff contention. The head-to-head leagues that those are, and I'm doing really awful in TGFBI. But you're going to have some of those leagues. You know, sometimes things break right for you, sometimes they don't, and I guess when you play in enough leagues, you can always make it interesting down to the wire.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, Steve, is that it's a long season. You never know how, you know, certainly things are going to go. Let's dive into your transactions for this past week in the leagues that you play in, because it's always a Monday, and we have people of, kind of like yourself on the air, want to get a bead for what you ended up doing. I felt like this was a light week in terms of free agent acquisition budget and in terms of waivers, but everybody's situation is obviously different that they come into. So what did you end up doing this week?
Well, one of the guys I got was in mixed labor. I got Cal Quantrill of the San Diego Padres. And again, I've been relatively aggressive in most of my leagues this year. I tend to be more aggressive in the mixed leagues. So I wasn't able to play in the Yordan Alvarez sandbox in either mixed labor or AL labor because I didn't have the funds to do that. But Cal Quantrill's an interesting guy to me. Has the major league pedigree. His dad was a major league pitcher, and although the results haven't been superb this season, he's still shown some good flashes, and the fact that he pitches for the Padres in a decent home park, I think that last couple times out he was fine before he went down to the minors. So I think he's one of those interesting arms that kind of get overlooked when you have all the big news about Kimbrel and Keuchel, who were not available in any of the leagues that I was in this week. You kind of have those guys that sometimes fly under the radar, and he was one of those guys. I think I think he may have the Giants this week. I'm not sure, but I remember he had a pretty decent pitching matchup, so I'm happy to drop him into my lineup.
And Steve Gardner is with us from USA Today Sports, and Steve and I play in the National League Tout Wars. Steve is actually the defending champion in that league as well, so I want to make sure that we give you your proper accolades and proper props. And speaking of which, in that league, I know that for me it's not going particularly well, and Steve, not as well for you as it did last year, but no fault of your own, really. I mean, how are you supposed to predict at the beginning of the year that Odubel Herrera is going to get suspended? I mean, that's not something that you knew going into the season. And then you kind of, in an NL-only league, have to fight your way around it and find your way around it. But you're starting guys like Nick Williams and Parra and LoCastro, and if I told you here on June 10th that they would be in your starting lineup in any league, you probably would say, well, I can't be doing that well in the standings, and that's kind of the way it happens.
I throw my hands up sometimes. But, you know, that's what happens, and you have to work around it. It's tougher, though, to work around the injuries to, like, Scooter Gennett and A.J. Pollock and Herrera, too, his situation. It's tougher to work around those when they happen to you in an only league. And, you know, the free agent pool is not as deep. And I think, you know, I was also banking on Keston Hiura and Francisco Mejia to be kind of big contributors in that league. They have not really panned out, and Hiura just got sent back down to the minor leagues, which, you know, is a disappointment to all fantasy owners, but not
for
something
sure
we should have not expected. So, you know, that's one of those things. Mike Fultonevich, another guy in that league, did not have the kind of season he had last year. So it's one of those where you just have to work around those and keep trying, you know, searching the waiver wire, pick up the, like, Tim LoCastro is one of the guys, and we're getting way deep into the woods here in an NL only, but you have to keep searching for those guys, and possibly you hit on somebody. Kyle Freeland was that guy for me last year, and, you know, to get somebody like that off the waiver wire and get two-thirds of a season of superb pitching, those are the kinds of breaks that you have to, you know, you have to have if you're going to win. And those are the guys that you have to keep looking for at this point in the season if things aren't going well for you.
Steve Gardner's with us from USA Today Sports. Steve, in general seasons when we play this game, and we certainly know that after the summer is over, football comes and people start dropping off. But usually this time of the year, Steve, is real hot because we have those Super 2 call-ups and then we have the trade deadline in July. Do you think that this year is going to be a little bit different with the amount of rookies that we saw called up in May as opposed to what we normally see? Because in general, teams have been just so careful about that service time. But as I look at kids in the minor leagues, and of course, alluding to Alvarez is called up this week, I simply don't know that it's worth hanging on to any money or even any waiver position unless you're looking at that trade deadline, maybe in a mix in a mono league in July. Other than that, are there players that you have that you're rostering or even waiting for to come up at this point?
Well, a couple of them I do have my eye on. You know, we mentioned Alvarez of the Astros. Kyle Tucker is also there at AAA Round Rock, and he's crushing the ball and was thought of generally as the better prospect. You know, he came up a little bit last year and was kind of disappointing, but he's crushing it after a slow start this year there in the minors. So I think Tucker could make a difference. The question is, again, where's the playing time going to come? You know, is somebody going to get hurt in that Astros outfield? And where is he going to fit in if he can? I think he could make a difference if he had that opportunity. You look at you know, guys like Luis Urias in San Diego, who was sent back down to the minors after starting the season with the Padres, and he's tearing the ball up at AAA. They could certainly use him, and if the Padres are going to make a move and be a potential playoff contender, I think he's a much better player than Ian Kinsler is, for example. I think he will probably end up playing there over Kinsler if push comes to shove and the Padres are in that playoff position. Same sort of thing with Hiura coming back up. I think he'd be a better player for them. But just both of those teams are keeping their options open right now. I think one of the guys that is kind of flying a little bit under the radar is Zach Gallen,
sure,
a pitcher for the Miami Marlins. You're probably familiar with him.
Yeah.
And what a great season he's having. I think the Marlins could be a team that might have some people, contenders, interested in some of their starting pitchers, trading a couple of them before the deadline or one even. And Zach Gallen has a wide-open spot, I think, to come up and make a difference in the major leagues. So there are a handful of those guys lurking out there. But, yeah, generally we'll see a lot of activity at the trade deadline. And if you're in a mono league, you're going to have the Madison Bumgarner probably available. Who knows what happens with the Washington Nationals. Maybe even the Cleveland Indians decide to sell with
Corey
Kluber or Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Steve. I mean, there still is opportunity to be had. And Steve Gardner's with us from USA Today for another minute or two. And then Steve's got to get back to his day. And you know, something that another player, by the way, that we could put in that conversation as far as switching leagues or even a trade. And I'm going to talk about him a little bit later in the show. And I want your thoughts because, Steve, not only do you cover fantasy, but you obviously know the game. You've been covering baseball for a long time. Is 400 home runs for Edwin Encarnacion, who really – when we were playing fantasy, Steve, about 10, 15 years ago, and he came up, he had all these high expectations for him as a third baseman, I think coming up with the Cincinnati Reds. That yep. fell flat, and then all of a sudden he kind of reinvented himself and cultivated a fantastic career. And Steve, he has 20 home runs, Edwin Encarnacion, in Seattle on a team that's playing for nothing. My guess is he'll end up with another team in July. He'll be a free agent at the end of this season. But the two-part question here is, one, is he a decent hold in fantasy now? Do you see him hitting 40 home runs on the season? And number two, from a reality point of view, if Encarnacion plays 3 or 4 years, are we talking about him maybe as a Hall of Famer in a few years from now?
Interesting questions. First of all, I think, yes, with the way that home runs are flying out of the ballpark, it's kind of tailor-made for the kind of swing and a game that Encarnacion has. So I think he certainly is a 40-home run threat. And as you mentioned, a trade chip, Seattle's GM Jerry DePoto loves to trade. So I'm sure that he will be fielding offers or making some of his own before that July 31st deadline. As for his Hall of Fame candidacy, I think he ends up sort of, you know, David Ortiz is in the news lately, and hopefully he'll be okay recovering from that shooting last night. But I see them as kind of similar players who, you know, sort of didn't really get started quickly in their careers, but started to have, you know, massive power numbers for several years. Ortiz got over 500 home runs, Encarnacion at 400, so he's got a little bit longer of a way to go. But if he can still play, you know, another 3 or 4 years, I think, you know, defensively he's not going to be has not been anything special. But we have Edgar Martinez. We're going to have David Ortiz, probably a Hall of Famer in a couple more years. He could certainly, Edwin could be right up there with those guys at that same sort of level.
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. When you hit 400, that's when the conversation starts. And if you consider that if Edwin can be a designated hitter in the American League and fill out his career. He's never been linked to any steroids or anything like that. So, I mean, you compound 4 years of 20 home runs. I mean, Steve, we're hitting 500 at that point, you know?
Right.
And so it's,
exactly.
I mean, he really never with one team also. There'll be a lot of things against him. He won't be a first ballot guy, but it's a conversation to be had eventually. Either way, Steve, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for participating in my show. I look forward to having you on as often as we possibly can. You do a great job over at USA Today and running labor, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Craig. Always a pleasure.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.